Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, July the 17th. We're going to talk about body language today. And we have Dr. David Newman with us, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers in Jeff City. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Body language. You told me that you can tell a lot about people from body language. And if we use certain body language ourselves before we go into a particular situation, we can change the way things happen.
We can change the outcome. And it's really amazing. And this is not new. Okay, this has been around for years and years and generations. But what is really cool, especially now, as a hypnotherapist, I see people all the time. And one of the things that I'm getting a lot of is test anxiety. And I got to go in for an interview. Times are tough. Am I going to get the job and stuff like that? What can you do to help me? So I handle the brain side of it. But one of the things that you can do for yourself, everyone can do, is you can take on certain mannerisms just 10 minutes before you go in and do the function that can literally change everything.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. For example, let's look at some really basic stuff. We have one that's called pride.
Pride.
Okay. Now, what happens with pride? Have you ever watched the Olympics and watched the person that comes across the tape and wins? What's the first thing that happens? Hands go up in a V. Chin elevates up. Now, here's the cool thing about that. Happens straight across the board, regardless of what culture, sighted or non-sighted. So even if a person has never seen it, they do it when they win. So what can we do if we're in competition for a job? Well, one of the things that we can do is excuse ourselves from the rest of the crowd, go into the bathroom, and just for a few minutes, throw our arms up, spread our legs about shoulder length, elevate our chin up. And what that does is that gets our testosterone, or if you're female, progesterone, going, okay, dropping down the cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and you're going to come across a lot more calm, a lot more in charge, and you're going to present the image that no matter what can happen, I can handle it.
So what you're saying is go someplace by yourself.
Right.
And go through the motions as if you have already won.
That's right. Well, that's just one of them. Another one is what we refer to as the Wonder Woman pose. I don't know if anybody in your audience is old enough to remember Wonder Woman, but one of the things she would do is stand with her legs spread about shoulder length and her hands on her hips. Very, very dominant. That does the exact same thing. Now, if you just excuse yourself, go into a stall or someplace where nobody can see you and do that for 10 minutes, you get the exact same result. And that carries through. Now, here's the really cool thing.
Okay. There are some people listening to us right now, David.
Yeah.
Some people are listening to us. This guy is giving me a line of bull.
Right.
How can they... Well, I guess the only way they can prove it to themselves is by trying what
you're saying. Well, they could try it. Or if you happen to be a little on the geeky side like I am... you can Google it. One of the people that I would Google if it were me is a person by the name of Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. She's a psychologist that works at Harvard in the MBA program for business. And she has done hundreds of thousands of hours of research, along with other people in Stanford and Yale and everything else, that document the exact same thing, but she focused on MBA students and what happens. And what happens with the ones that are very successful and the ones that aren't? One of the things that we start noticing is people in a classroom type situation, if they're very, very successful, will become very, very large. And what does that mean? Well, let's say you and I are sitting in a class.
Okay.
And, you know, we're fairly close, but all of a sudden I start moving like this, or I put my hand here, or I put a book here, or my book bag. And I'm sure that you've gone in places where you've noticed that people will take a book bag and set it in the chair next to them or a purse in the chair next to them. They're naming that space. That's their space. They've made themselves very large. If you look at pictures of people riding a bus, for example, in Europe, they're just the opposite. They make themselves as small as possible, taking up as little space as possible. Okay? Americans don't. Americans, we come off bigger than life. Well, one of the things that this does for us is when you assume those larger roles, Then the testosterone, which is more aggressive or dominance.
We start to believe.
We start believing it. We start feeling it. The cortisol goes down. So even if I'm throwing hard things at you, you're not responding with stress. You're responding with confidence, and you're solving the problem. Where another person that is much more small, if you will, holds their hand up like this to answer a question, their cortisol is going way up. Testosterone, progesterone is going way down. And so statistically, they're not as successful.
So we can tell our body. Mm-hmm. We can tell have our body go through the motions to tell our mind that we are going to be successful.
Absolutely, we can. Absolutely, and now, it's not hard.
I want you to one other thing. Okay. We mentioned. I talked about making eye contact.
Yes.
And you told me certain cultures, it's an insult if you make eye contact.
If you make eye contact, and you who are making the eye contact is younger than the person who is receiving the eye contact. I come from Arizona. We have a lot of Native American or Indian culture there. And there are certain tribes where that, you just don't do. That is highly disrespectful. Well, I, as a typical Western European, when I taught, would sit there and go, you're not getting it. You're not listening to me. You're not showing me respect that I deserve as an instructor. No, they were showing me very, very much respect. But it was their culture. So we have to look at the culture of the person that we're talking to. Western Europeans, look this way. Eastern Europeans, don't so much. Especially if you happen to be female. You look down.
You don't do the eye contact. And then what about our personal space there? That's another important thing, too.
Very, very important. We as Americans have a tendency to have much larger personal space, although we can pull it back. Europeans, their personal space is much closer to them, and they don't mind it being invaded. But if we were out someplace and a person shakes your hand, you're probably okay. How do you feel, though, if I shake your hand and pull you in and put my hand on your back? A little more standoffish. You don't feel as good here. Well, there's a couple reasons for that. One is anytime a person takes their hand and places it to your back, they're assuming a dominant role. They're putting you in a servant role. Let's think way back.
If somebody puts your hand on your back, yeah. They're assuming a dominant role?
Let me show you how this plays out in real life.
Okay, we got less than a minute.
Okay,
here.
Remember when President Obama was campaigning and he went against John McCain? Every time that they did anything, he always put his hand on the back of McCain's back as he shook his hand. He was assuming and sending out a psychological thing, I am superior, I am dominant, he is not.
So,
and he won.
So when you shake hands with somebody,
yeah,
I come up here, shake hands with you, put my hand on your back.
That is you assuming dominance. You're taking away my dominance from that. Okay. You're making me subservient.
All right. If you want more information, this is really interesting stuff.
It's cool stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. For more information, how can they contact you, David?
Give us a call over at the center. It's 888-604-9997, or you can look up Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers on the internet.
Okay. Dr. David Newman, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you here, and please come back again.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Tomorrow, Mel Zelnick will be with us to talk about money-saving tips. Our director, Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzin, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Join us again tomorrow. And thank you so much, David.